Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains in the heart of Westchester. I'm Jim Cleefield, and we're pleased to announce the debut of a brand new show here in Westchester Talk Radio. It's called Fran's World with your host, Fran Capo, who joins us today. Fran, good to have you with us here.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
Yes. And now, for those who may not remember, Fran joined us just last week, as a matter of fact. We were at Talk Walk in Poughkeepsie, and she was a wonderful interview. I really, really enjoyed it, and we're pleased to have you as part of our family, Fran.
Thank you very much. I think I haven't stopped talking since then. That's probably
I don't think
I have
you have.
Okay. Well, I just want to welcome, thank you, Jim, for the introduction, and this is my first show here. It's called Fran's World, and welcome to it, and it's going to be a show about motivation, inspiration, education for living an extraordinary life and a happy life. Every time that I come on, I'll talk about crazy adventures, interviewing fascinating guests, which I have two of today, from all walks of life, giving their tips on passion and how you can improve your life and what they're passionate about. So I always like to start by telling something that I've done, you know, because every week when I'm doing, you know, just living life normally, I like to learn and explore different things. So last week, I found out that they actually have a CPR class for pets.
We do.
I did not know that they had that. So I was like, CPR for pets? All right, I'm going to take this class. So I take the class. I bring two friends, and actually one of them was Karen, who you'll meet a little bit later on. And we're taking this CPR class, and I'm thinking, so what do? Are we actually going to, like, you know, give mouth-to-mouth, mouth-to-snout? What are we doing with this thing, right? So they have a fake dog and a fake cat. You got to, you know, put your four fingers underneath the dog's leg and feel the pulse and, you know, do it under the cat's leg and, you know, put a little plastic thing in front of the cat, and they tell you all these different things about, you know, that 50% of all cat bites, you know, become infected, and the heart rate of the dogs and the cats. So we do this whole class, and afterwards, you know, they say, don't practice at home, you know? So of course, I go home, and I'm like, well, my cat's obviously not dying, but I do want to practice. So I'm sitting there, my poor cat's lying down, and I'm over there grabbing its leg, trying to feel the pulse, and I'm over there, and I'm feeling the and my cat's like looking at me like, wanting to give me the paw, you know, and I'm like, let me feel your pulse. And I'm going, I know the cat's not dead, but I don't feel the pulse. I felt the pulse on the fake animal, but I don't feel it on my cat. And I'm over there moving the cat around. Finally, the cat gets up and walks away. I'm like going, all right, thank God I didn't have to do the CPR right now because this wouldn't work so well. But anyway, I am excited. I figured I'd bring my first guest on, and my first guest's name is Karen Finney, and she actually uses her middle initial, Karen M. Finney. She does artistic interior transformations, which is custom designs that limit, you know, the only limit is your imagination. Now, I've seen her work firsthand, and I got to tell you, it is fabulous.
Indeed.
So I cannot wait to bring her on.
We just want to remind everybody, in case you just joined us, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And you can download all our shows on the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, at Westchester Talk, or like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio.
Okay, and without that, we are going now to bring over our first guest as she makes her way over to the chair. Okay, so, like I said, we have Karen here. She is an artist.
Hey, Fran.
And Karen, I am so excited to have you here.
I'm very excited myself.
Oh, cool. And this is my first show, so you're part of my first show.
Petrified, but excited.
Yeah, right. Petrified. You don't have to worry about it. Look at these people. They're walking by. It's fine. Okay, because we're here at the city center. So, I met Karen because in my house, I decided that I needed to have clouds on the ceiling. And I had bought paint, you know, from a paint store, which is, you know, a good place to buy paint. Mm-hmm. So I bought paint from a paint store, and I was like, by the way, do you know anybody who could paint clouds? And they said, we have this girl. She's fantastic. Her name is Karen Finney. So I called you up, Karen. You came over, and you painted these fantastic clouds on my ceiling.
Thank you.
I loved them. So, Karen, how did you get into it? Later I found out that doing that type of artwork is just one of the things that you do, that you actually just even paint people's houses regular.
That's how I started out, regular painting. But having an art background naturally, for the most part self-taught.
A few
college instructions here and there for technique and whatnot, or not technique, but depth of field and all that stuff. That's tricks of the trade, basically. I'm good?
Yeah, so let me ask you. So what was your first, paid job like?
For painting. Painting apartments. Regular rolling walls.
When was the first time you actually, because now what I got to explain is Karen does these fantastic murals, and you could just say, hey, I want a mural of a sea-based, theme.
Piece of cake.
And Karen will just come in, and she does it, but you work with her.
I have to work with the homeowner, for sure, or the business owner. We have to work together. I want to put what they want on the walls,
Right,
and it's all unique. There's not one mural, painting, room, whatever that's copy.
So how do you get into the person's head?
Conversation mostly. Color is important too. Where they lean to color, what types of color are you into? Blues, greens, beiges, whatever. And I work with that. That's all considered, as well. And style. Are they looking for fantasy? Are they looking for realism? Is it going to be a 360-degree mural, which are the funnest, the wall, ceiling as well? And then we just, once we get the style, basically, we start almost like scrapbooking, looking for, if it's an undersea, it would be, what's your favorite fish? Do you want a big, scary shark? Do you want, happy fish? Oh, I had a big one for
happy the lady, fish? What are they, smiling?
They all had to be happy fish. But she didn't want cartoons. She didn't want Nemo,
Right.
She wanted realism, but she said they had to be happy.
So was it this was for a struggle. Kid's room?
No, that was a regular, that was a chiropractor's office.
So she didn't want to wake up and then in the middle of the night worry about, going in the bathtub because she might have a
chiropractic office. But she just, I don't know, because she has mixed clients, she just didn't want any mean fish. She didn't want any sharks, It was crazy, but we finally attained her goal, and they were pretty happy.
Happy fish?
Yeah, we've got it through the movement. A lot of little fish swimming in and around handrails and whatnot that were really there in the on the wall. So right. It looked the fish were interacting with the people in the bathroom, basically, over the sink, under the sink, things like that.
See, now, I know the very first time I asked you to do, after you had done this, the clouds,
right.
Then we did a faux basement, right? And I remember doing the
basic faux.
And I remember,
which was so boring, but it came out really nice.
But my, it was my boyfriend at the time, now he's my husband. At the time, the base coat was orange, and I remember him coming up and saying, it looks like a Mexican restaurant. What are you doing? And I'm like, no, you just don't have the vision. And you and I, our brains clicked.
Yeah.
So we knew what we were going to do. And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, just trust me. And afterwards, everybody loves it. Then the second project we had worked on was my mother had always liked Egypt. And she wanted to go to Egypt. And I was like, I can't take you to Egypt. So at one point, we took her to the Luxor Hotel instead. And I said, I want to do a bathroom in the honor of my mother. And I called you up and I said, let's do an Egyptian bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And this was a 3D project. Three.
All four walls including
ceiling.
And then the door. We had
the
door stood out too much, so we had to blend the door in.
And this is how I worked with Karen. And this is how anybody who's hearing Karen could work with them at their homes, at their offices, at corporations, is that I had the vision of what I wanted, and I would find pictures on the internet, like we want the pyramids in the background at sunset, we want it to burst into another room, so we need a little cave. And then you were able to take what I was saying.
I basically compile everything that you say.
Right.
And create a picture. Because you said you wanted to see the pyramids, but you wanted to be in the pyramid at the same time. little confusing at first.
What? Me confusing?
But then we did it. We made the walls look textured. If you anybody who views my work on Facebook, I have a webpage on there.
Which is, by the way, Facebook at Karen M. Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y, art.
You'll see samples of that. I took a video, though. It's visually pretty good, but I turned the camera up sideways thinking I'd get a longer view. I'm still learning. That's not my expertise. But we did the stones of the pyramid in the main part of the bathroom and just opened up to a window that looked out over the desert, which had the pyramids in the background.
And, cool.
And it is so, I gotta say, it's cool.
Yeah,
and very
it is.
Cool.
And it's funny.
I give you the credit, basically, though.
Well,
for how you had a bigger vision.
Yeah.
You had the vision. I didn't have the, you know, I got it finally once you, you know, gave me pictures and told me what you were sort of seeing in your head. And it worked out really well.
So that's the thing that's great about this, because it becomes an interactive experience. Because I had the vision,
totally.
But I don't have the talent to paint that on
I
the wall.
I am your hands.
So you become my
that's
hands.
That's the best part of it, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what is so cool, because you work directly with the client.
Oh, yeah.
And say, okay, but do you need this a little darker? Do you need this a little lighter? And the other thing is it's not limited to the colors that you find in a paint store. You'll create a blue.
Oh, any color.
Yeah.
Any color. Color's unlimited.
Yes.
You know, you can match the color of the tile or the whatever fabric you have specifically, exactly if you want, or go off on that.
And are you limited to any thing, like if somebody says I want a tree and somebody else says I want a building, is there like certain things that you can do as opposed to others? I mean, is there a specialty that you have, or is it whatever they say you can create?
Oh, it's whatever they want, for sure. I mean, I might throw in sometimes a lot of times people are blank and they just want something kind of wild and interesting, but they're not sure even what topic that their subject. And I might offer a few things that just have gone over really well with other people. And it seems to be, I mean, not that Finney has anything to do with fish, but
yeah,
I do a lot of fish. I don't know why.
Because they like your fish and they see it and then they want the fish on there.
Undersea scenes, tropical, whatnot, and freshwater as well. And then we could start from there, or there could be basic, like, graphic murals. I'm sort of, for lack of description, like the trees that I do, it's sort of a misty forest kind of a thing, mm-hmm. where I've done, you know, actually I did a basement where that was huge and we did the entire thing, and it is the coolest effect, and a lot of people are flipping over it because it's very simple, and less inexpensive, believe it or not, than doing a undersea mural, because, you know, a lot of fish, it's like, how many fish do you want? Mm-hmm. Do you want a few flitting by, or do you want, like, a lot of fish? You want to see schools of every variety? I mean, the job could be a week, or I could spend, you know, 10 weeks there. It's unlimited to what the person's pocketbook will allow and their imagination. But the tree, like a tree-type mural that I've started to do, you basically put a background in the coloring that is your favorite sort of thing. I do a fade, so it looks sort of, it kind of looks like a mist, actually. And then thin, basically graphic-looking, not detailed trees all over the place, and not one is the same, of course, because they're all unpainted. And it really creates a mood that is stunning. It's stunning. I haven't seen it anywhere else. So, usually when I offer this to people, especially commercial, they love it. Everybody loves it.
Now, I remember you also said that you created your own type of effect, which was like crackled, like it had the crackled walls. Like you had to come up with your own machine to make that.
Oh, no, that's sand and glass, yeah. That is, what the heck is that? Oh, something just fell on my head. It's okay.
Yeah.
That is I had a demand to spray sand on a wall years ago and inside of a very large house. And we researched it. We couldn't find a machine or any one person to do it. It's basically, it's not sand paint. It's applying the sand on top of the paint of your chosen color and or glass. Glass is really cool looking.
So you're actually applying.
So I had
glass
to make
to the
machine. I built the machine. It's crude. It's horrible looking. It's plexiglass and PVC pipe and duct tape and a vacuum attached to it, reversed.
Right.
And it works, but it works. So I worked out the kinks, and I've sprayed entire houses. And it's the sand is indestructible, the glass is iridescent, and it's a gorgeous finish. And so the sand you actually see, if you went to the beach and you picked up a bunch of sand in your hand, you see multiple colors, sparkles, whatnot. That's what you see on your wall. You don't see lumpy paint on the wall.
So if somebody, so a light shining on it, you kind of get
you'd walk past the wall, and it would be sparkling as you walk by, yeah.
So just take me a little bit through, like I know when I write, because, you know, I've written the 19 books and stuff.
I know
that in my head I hear the story before it's coming out on paper.
Right.
When you go there, are you actually already envisioning the whole thing as a finished piece prior to putting the first paint on the wall?
As far as murals go?
Not regular paint. Yes.
Yeah, once I get the theme, once I get the idea that the client is looking for, or the mood, or, you know, atmosphere that they're going for, and then they mention whatever subject matter it may be, mm-hmm. animals, fish, trees, whatever it is. I look at the room and I'm starting to see, I'm putting that together with coloring that will work in the house, mm-hmm. For feel, mood. And then I start to see obvious places where like a big tree will be good over there. And I need to stay small on this place. Oh, there's a little physical three-dimensional fixture, whatever it may be, a thermostat, mm-hmm. or something that's on the wall. I could play with that. I can make the branch or the vine or the fish literally go around, look like it's playing with the features in the room.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And then basically it's just diving into it and starting with the client there, mm-hmm. for the most part.
Right. I remember coming in all the time going, okay, where's that going? What about that pyramid over there? Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes they stay full time. Sometimes they're kind of scared about the whole situation, so they'll stay a half a day. And they see what I'm already into and what my vision is once I put a few things on the wall. And then they're so confident, they're like, I'll see ya.
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
They, you know, they come back, and every day it's just like a party. It's like, whoa, my God, it looks so good.
Hopefully they don't stay too long, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, I did your kitchen and living room while you were gone.
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's how it works. That's how it works. And we can take away and add, which is what we end up doing. More adding, mostly adding. 90% adding. Oh, I'd really love to have this little thing over here. And I'm like, yeah.
Right.
Like you said, after we did the pyramid, looking at the pyramids and the stonework on the walls, and then we blended the door in to match because it was white and it looked, you know, it looked crazy. You needed a secret passageway also to add to the.
Everything with me is
the degree of difficulty was huge. But we did it, and it looked great. It came out great.
Now, I just want to ask you this because, like, I have a friend who's a sand sculptor, right? And he creates the sand sculpture, and then, like, you know, in 5 days, you know, the water washes it away, and the rain.
No.
So
I couldn't do that.
I'm always wondering, you know, like, I said to him, how could you create something, and then it's just, like, gone?
Yeah.
So now with this, do you, you know, because you leave a part of yourself when you're an artist.
Sure.
You leave, like, when I write, you know, my stuff is in my book.
It's from top of my head to the toes. The adventure is from, with murals and artwork like that, I have to put in every ounce of myself because, don't forget, it represents me. I'm going away with, maybe never see that again, but I'm going away with photos so that I can show other people, hey, here's a possibility. Maybe you like this, maybe you like that. Where are you leaning, you know? So there's no such thing as fudging, doing it quick, you know, maybe I underpriced it and I'm going to want to get out of there fast. There's no such thing.
No,
there's no such thing.
Yeah, you're very.
If I price for a week's mural and it takes me 4, basically I've done it many times with like nothing. And they're like, no, it looks great. The customer, I'm like,
right.
Oh no, I have to fix this. I cannot live with that the way it is. It's got to look right.
I remember.
It's got to be right. I'm a perfectionist to a fault.
I remember there was in one bathroom that we did that looked like a forest bathroom.
Yeah.
There was this little fairy that I wanted to be overlooking when the guys, you know.
Which didn't exist.
And then you were working on that. And I was,
oh my God.
That one's too sexy.
That
one's
was
cute enough.
Yeah.
That one, we need the wings. And I remember you were like, no, it's not right. And I was looking and I'm
awful.
Going, but it's perfect. And you're like, nope. And
nope.
As an
lot
artist,
of homework to that fairy.
Yeah.
A lot of homework because I couldn't find any in any of the books. I couldn't find any online. I mean, I found fairies, but nothing to like the kind of fairy I thought that you wanted. You wanted it to be kind of cute, kind of pretty, but not too much, you know. And it and I just did, it had to be 100 sketches over and over and over. Had no idea where I was going with it, but it ended up, it starts to gel after a while.
Now, you know, the funny thing is, like, as a comic, a lot of people will come up to me and they'll go, oh, so what do? You get on stage, you tell a joke, and that's it. And I'm like, oh, these people, they don't have any clue. So now people think, oh, she goes in there, she paints the picture, you know, she paints the picture, then she's done. But there's a thing with, you have to have different brushes. I mean, there's a whole, you know, science to when doing something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not just, oh, you go in there and you take a rag, you know, and you sponge it on the wall a couple of times and
well,
oh, we're done.
Yeah, so, I mean, especially with murals, because a lot of times, I mean, I started out rolling walls, of course, just regular paint. And then it basically the first thing after that I learned was faux finishing. Everybody remembers sponge painting and glazing, your typical glazing, and then a bit of wood graining. So many, many times, most times actually, in a mural, all those things will be in there. There's faux finishing. There's. I mean, I might have to paint. I had to paint part of a ship in one. I had to do. No, I hadn't had a wood grain. Now, if I hadn't had that background in the faux finishing and basically just wood graining, you know, a piece of whatever steel to look like wood. I wouldn't have been able to do that. So, like, every aspect of art and faux finishing is in a mural.
Right. You go from all the...
commercial art to fine art to, like, every aspect of art is in a mural.
Now, let me ask you...
psychology.
Well,
you know, everything.
Yes, because when someone's sitting at a point in a room and they're looking... you know, in a 360, it has to, from here, look real that way. You know,
perspective.
I mean,
perspective.
Thank you. I don't know the art
Perspective. That's the word I was looking for before.
Yeah. Well, good, because I was looking for that word, too. I'm glad you said that word instead of me. I didn't have to say that word. So, is there, like, a dream, like, because I always love to find out what people's passions are.
Uh-huh.
So, is there, like, a dream that you have, like, oh, maybe one day the, I don't know, I'm just... you know, the Eiffel Tower will call and they'll ask me to paint that day. I mean, do you have like a dream location that you would
love
to do? What would be your
dream?
Well,
not really
location?
Specifically, but I've always been fascinated by Weiland, the artist that paints the huge whales jumping out of the water on skyscrapers all over the world. Have you seen?
Actually, now that you say that, yes, I have. But had you just left it at the name, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
It blows my mind. I mean, something not really, it doesn't have to be on that scale. You know, it's appropriate that he does whales, that he does skyscrapers, because he literally fills the whole skyscraper up with the whale that's jumping out of the water. I mean, he's up on a scaffolding. He's up on a scaffolding, and he looks like a dot on the side of the building. The only way he can see what he's doing is cameras down to the ground with people helping him to tell him which way to go, left or right, because the perspective completely changes when your face is slammed up against a building.
Right, and that thing is so huge.
Yeah, I've done that. I did that in a church where the ceiling was 50 feet high. And when I got down, I thought they were great. I got down, I looked up, I was horrified. It completely changes the perspective.
Yeah, because it's up close. Well, Karen, so... you know, I mean, I know firsthand that your art is fantastic. If people go to your website, which is on Facebook at Karen M. Finney Art.
That's it.
Karen M. Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y Art. They could contact you and you take
Make
it
sure
from there.
Make sure you click on all the pictures. There's a lot more pictures in there that is obvious because I don't know how to put a website together. So bear with me.
I'm sure
keep,
once
keep
they
searching,
see it,
there's a bunch there.
You'll find it. So thank you very much, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from City Center. And we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Energy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, River So Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And don't forget, of course, in this day and age, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Do it now during the commercial. I'm going to come to your house and check, even though you don't really believe me, but that's what I'm going to do. Karen, thanks so much for being
on. Thank you, Fran. It's fun.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. This is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Paintings, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, download the Westchester Talk Radio app. Come on, people. Apps are the thing that's in on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You're listening to Fran's World. And I am excited here. Our next guest coming up, you'll find out about him in a minute after I tell you who he is. He has a place called Rise Above Flotation. And well, we're going to let him tell us all about what he does at his place. But I just want to tell you, I've experienced this firsthand, and this is one of the most relaxing things I've ever done. So it's like a deprivation tank. But without further ado, I want to introduce the owner of Rise Above Flotation, Micah Sacamano. And Micah, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fran. I don't know if anyone said today that you are the world's fastest talking woman, and I think you're the best person for this kind of job because
you're
a true raconteur.
Thank you. I only paid him $50 to say that. No,
no. I mean, you always have your antenna up whenever you walk into our shop. You are always looking for the story, and then you don't just hear the story and then let it pass by. You're recording it. You're writing it down. You're taking a video, and I just found out last night that you wrote a book.
Oh, I've written 19 books.
That blows me away.
Thank you.
That's incredible. So that's why you're perfect for this, because you are going to have this endless access to the interesting people of Westchester, which I know from a fact from working at Rise Above Flotation that there is an incredible creative underbelly of Westchester that really nobody understands or knows about. It's a lot of these people who may have been in New York City and may have been artists or musicians or just had some creative life, but then they have a family and then they come to Westchester, and there's usually not a lot of gathering places for people to come and to meet each other, so they kind of go under the radar. And I think it's great that you have a show that you want to like bring the interesting side of Westchester out.
That's what I want to do, because my whole thing is that people, you know, look, you're on the on this earth for a limited period of time. I mean, no one gets out, yeah. And if people have a passion like you do for what they do, I want to find those people. And I am so excited that I was able to have Karen, and now I have you on my first show.
Well, Karen, with the, I'm kind of obsessed with murals right now because I do think that when I walk, go into a town and I see some outdoor murals, I know the town is hiding something interesting, that they're kind of, they kind of care a little bit. I get excited when I see murals. And in fact, there's a wall across the street or across the parking lot from Rise Above Flotation that I would love to have a mural that would stand out and hopefully become a destination where people would, might travel to Mount Kisco just to, you know, get an atmosphere of a bit of an artistic community. And I think that, you know, it's simmering below the surface, and it's about to come out.
So you see, this is not just a radio show. This is a connection show. Okay, we're connecting guests with each other, and they're going to make Westchester fantastic. And of course, that works because it's Westchester Talk Radio, although we're broadcast, you know, all around the world.
And you could be like the puppet master pulling the strings.
Yeah, well, right. or working together. And
well,
yeah,
oh, okay,
I don't know
right.
if they want me pulling their strings, although, hey, I could pull some strings.
We won't say, pulling strings.
So, let us get into what is Rise Above Flotation. Let's, as someone who's never heard of a flotation tank, describe to them what it is.
Okay, a flotation tank, or is part of a flotation room.
Okay.
And that is really more about an environment where you can really excel at the art of relaxation in a way you really can't get anywhere else. Even if you go to sleep, you may not be as relaxed as you are when you float into one, in one of our relaxation rooms. Because what we do is we take away all stimulation from the body. And that includes things that you take for granted, like vision, like sound, like temperature, gravity. That's hence the flotation name.
And they're also known by some people as deprivation tanks.
They used to be known as sensory deprivation tanks, right. But that actually was a little bit misleading because when you go into a room and you get all the sensory...
it's actually awakening your senses.
You become very sensitive to your body. You get all this information from yourself. Everything becomes enhanced. It's kind of like when you, when a blind person... Mm-hmm. Maybe their other senses, they become stronger because now their brain is now brain energy is now diverted to sound and to touch, and they can quite often they become quite good musicians, or they have just these enhanced.
So it taps that creativity.
So take all that away, and then in our rooms we take all the senses away, mm-hmm. and then all you're left with is your power of focus, and you float in one of our rooms for a minimum of an hour. And when you have nothing else distracting you or demanding your attention, you can access thoughts that you maybe have only given a passing focus on or a passing attention to.
Now, just so people understand it, because they've never seen the setup. So when you go into your place, first of all, you have this lobby. It's very relaxing. Everything is just, it almost feels like you're in a womb. That's how I feel. It's just very comforting, very relaxing. You take off your shoes, and then you go to the other area, which has three separate rooms, or is it
we
four?
We have three separate float rooms, and they're all different.
And so explain the differences. So you go in the room.
Okay, so when you come into Rise Above Flotation, we set the place up to be a sanctuary. So we want it to be comfortable, even if you come here to our place or come to our place in Mount Kisco, and let's say you decide you don't want to at the last minute, you can just still hang out in the lobby and start your relaxation there, and then maybe eventually go in there when you feel ready. When you are ready to float, we would bring you to your own private room with your own private shower. You can lock the doors to your room. And then you have your own shower, and you take a shower to clean yourself. That helps us keep the tanks clean.
And there's three
sessions.
Different size
there's
tanks.
There's three different size tanks, but each tank has a hypersalinated solution of Epsom salt that's only 10 inches tall, and it looks like a very large bathtub, and it looks like water. It just looks like a tub that you would run for, like if you ran a bath. But the difference is that we put more than 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in one of these baths.
Is that the like same concentration like at the Dead Sea, like how people automatically float? So nobody has to worry that they're gonna, you know, if they're relaxing, that they're gonna sink down. The salt keeps you at that level.
That's right. The concept was taken from that idea. So the tanks that we have are double the density of the Dead Sea. So when you go into these rooms, you become a human cork, essentially.
And the thing is, I want people to understand this. There's only how many inches of water?
Only 10 inches.
So there's 10 inches of water with all that salt concentration. So you're naturally floating at the top. For your ears to be submerged, you're laying on your back. And then you have the earplugs that go in your ears. And if by accident you rubbed your eye, there's something that, you know, you could, there's water taken out. You could be in the dark. You could keep a light on. You could have music. You don't have to have music. So, and at any point that they want to come out, there's a
button.
That's
right. Control is super important with something like this because a lot of people are nervous. This is a very new thing. You're going to, well, we recommend that you turn the lights off eventually. And some
right.
people are afraid of the dark or
but
they're nervous about
control
the
situation. That.
Control is the most important thing. We say it's better to be relaxed than to do it quote unquote right. So
right.
some people, they don't turn the lights off right away. Maybe they'll say, well, I'll experiment with turning the lights off because you can turn them back on at any time. And you're never locked into anything. You're always in control. And that's super important because the environment is the thing. It's not really about the salt and the floating as it is the whole package. So that means that you feel safe and you want to stimulate what's called the relaxation response, which is the opposite of the fight or flight response. And that really only comes with safety.
And that's cool for people who have adrenals, high active adrenals like I do, because you want to relax them down. So I want people to understand there's one tank that looks like a pod. And it closes down or you can keep it open. Then there's a mid-sized tank for people who might, you know, feel like they want more space. And then there's a bigger tank where you could actually, you know, the first time I was there was actually making myself touch the walls. I know I was supposed to be relaxing, but I had to experiment and see the different places. Now, how did you, well, first of all, what are some of the benefits? I know like the Army and the Marines actually use this for their soldiers. And I know a lot of athletes use this. Now, why would an athlete use it or the Army or the Marine? Like, describe some of the benefits.
Right. So the benefits are both physical and mental. So the physical benefits are they just come from the relaxation response. So when you go into the tank after about half an hour or 40 minutes or so, your brainwave activity starts to slow down into what's called the theta state, which is that state between awake and asleep. And it's very much like the feeling when you first wake up in the morning and you just don't want to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And you're not bored, but you're not doing anything. And it's that delicious moment in your day. So what happens is we don't stimulate you until your body induces that relaxation response where you feel very open. You kind of you're riding the edge of sleep. And what happens to your body is that with that relaxation, you get increased blood flow to your entire body. So you heal quicker, you recover faster from a workout, let's say. If you have a chronic injury, now a lot of times people with chronic injuries, their other muscles make up for the fact that they have this pain, and then those muscles get worn out and tired. So then their whole body ends up being in pain. But when you go into the relaxation mode in our tanks, all those things unlock and you forget about all your pains. I'll have people who come in, they have fibromyalgia, or I have people who, just had accidents or what have you, and they'll come out and say, all the pain I woke up with is gone. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen for everybody because results do vary from person to person based
upon
their chemistry.
And they might, you know, they go, some people, you know, they'll do an experience once and right away they feel something, somebody, they'll do it, and then, you know, it's an overtime. I mean, I know a lot of artists, like George Carlin had one in his home.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He loved it so much.
Right.
I mean, and a lot of artists use it to open up their minds on the other side, you know, the physical, then we're talking about, you know, the physical benefits, but also just as a creative person, that opens up the mind as well.
That's right. We kind of refer to them as inspiration machines. A lot of artists come here. I have there's writers who come who have writer's block, who solve their quandaries in the tank. I have business professionals who are just trying to figure out how to get to the next level of their business or to work out through some problem that they're going through. And they can go in there and have that concentrated focus that allows you to see an idea through. So instead of thinking, like at any given point in the day, through your peripheral vision, you're constantly making judgments on the world. And when you take that all away, all you have is your thoughts, and you can see an idea through the end. And that is so powerful because you're not distracted by anybody or anything.
Right, because when you're just walking around regularly, even if in your head thinking, you still have all the peripheral distractions.
That's what keeps you safe.
Right. And then, yeah, otherwise, you know, somebody could sneak up on you.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, that guy with the baseball bat, I didn't see him. But here, you're just relaxing, and it allows you to just focus on that.
Right.
Now, for people in the services, it's good for what?
Right. So, again, so that concentrated thought, and especially the longer sessions, you get to a point where your thoughts start to decouple from your emotions. Mm-hmm. So people I have a number of people who come who have PTSD, who they tell me that the only way they get relief is from the float tank. And that's
wow.
because
that's huge.
Well, that when people have PTSD or an eating disorder or any of these things, this is like the fight or flight response not shutting off.
Right.
And so when you go into the tank, you take all the stimulation away, it reverses the fight or flight response. And that's why so many people have so many benefits. Now, again, those results vary too, depending on the person.
Right.
But by and large, I would say a majority of people do it, get success, and come back. And it's the mental benefits for that, like, you know, you said the Marines and the Army and
right.
they use it. Yeah, that's true because it's a real thing.
So what is what's the age range that people can go in these pods?
It's the demographic tanks. Is so large because it really all it does is highlight the individual. So if you're an individual, you will get benefit from this because, and so I'll say, you know, I have nerds that come in hippies, and then I have
right.
mooks and business people, and then I have old people who come in and young people, and I have men and women, and I can't say this is the kind of people who come float. The only universal thing I'll say about people who float is that people are either bringing their best selves there or they're trying to find their best selves. Hmm. And that could be such a wide range of people.
Dad, do you have to be over a certain age to be able to float in the tanks? Or?
Well, we do say but below 8 or under 18, we would like to have a guardian there.
Okay,
least.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
but I just want people to know, like if they had a hyperactive kid, you know, or something, or it's mainly for people 18 and over.
We're pretty open to
yeah.
to people coming and telling us, and if the parents are there to be responsible for the kid, then we'll allow it.
Now, you know, so what got you into it? What was your passion that led you to like, I'm going to do a flotation center? What
well, I've
started?
Always been into consciousness and meditation, and I've always heard about sensory deprivation back when it was only people knew about it was from the movie Altered States.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And I would read about it, and my dad had a psychology book, and I would see early forms of sensory deprivation where they would just wrap your hands and feet in gauze and put you in a room with just an air conditioner and see what would happen.
Right.
And I was always like, wow, man, I would love to try that, but I don't know any research labs or facilities, and
yeah, right.
I guess I'll never know what happens when all my senses are gone. And then a friend of mine came from Scotland, and he worked at a float center. And he said, oh, you can go to places, and you've been able to go to places to do this since the 70s.
So it started out. Where did it start?
It started in L.A.
Okay.
Well, the concept was discovered in the 50s by Dr. John C. Lilly. And as a commercial industry, it started in the early 70s in California. Like
is that
most
the guy who invented the Concorde airplane?
No, that's the guy who invented... Well, that guy is Colin Smith, who created our tanks. And our pod that
yeah.
we have is very special because it has a motorized door that is what he thought would be the perfect ending to a float session because it just gently cracks open like an egg and then you fly out like a new little baby bird, new person ready to face the world. So.
I love that little pod. I literally feel like I'm taking a space adventure. When it opens up, I feel like going, all right, Scotty, you know, and then the little door opens and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm coming out of this pod and I'm in my own room and then, you know, and it's just such a cool experience. If you're just tuning in, we're on Westchester Talk Radio, and I'm talking to me. Let me make sure I pronounce your name right, because you told me a million times that. Micah Sacamano, who owns Rise Above Flotation, which is on 111 East Main Street in Mount Kisco, and we're talking all about flotation tanks and their benefits. And if you never tried one, you want to go there and just at least experience it, because so often people just can't shut off their minds. And you come home and you think you're relaxing at home and you turn on the TV and it's blah, 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 blah. And all you hear is that. But nobody ever really turns off their mind. And to do this without medication, you know what I'm saying? To just be able to get in a tank and you're able to connect on a level that's like meditation, like deep meditation, like gurus do, and you don't have to go, you know, to the top of Mount Everest to do it.
That's the difference, or that's the beautiful thing about float tanks, is meditation is great, and you can really get most of the same benefits from meditation, but meditation takes work, and meditation is not easy for everybody.
No, I know,
I tried. So when you go into a float room, and you have all the senses taken away, you don't need to do that work to exclude the world to get the work done on yourself and to discover who you are and all these thoughts, because it's a physical response. It's your body doing it for you. You trick your body into thinking that you're asleep, but you're awake the whole time. So it's so right. You have all the powers of the relaxation of sleep and the open awareness, but you are completely observant of everything. That's why it's so powerful and more relaxing, because you don't have to, like, when you go to sleep at night, like, I'll wake up at 2 a.m. and quite often, you know, when I'm in regular bed, and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, no one's ever going to float again. Or one day, what's my death date? You know, all worst things, right? Because you're, when you go to sleep, the reason why you have nightmares and stuff is because you give up your power of focus. Mm-hmm. When you're in the float tank, you have all the creativity of your dreams and all the creativity of your subconscious, but you retain your focus so you can choose what you want to think about. So you don't have to go to those anxious places. You don't have to...
Because you're not dreaming. You're not asleep. You're actually awake.
Your brain is not asleep, but you are in your... It's like a reverse lucid dream.
Right. So it's... I like that. And, you know, the other thing, too, is like sometimes people are scared to try things. But I say in life, you know, life is like a buffet table. You want to try a little bit of everything and try it. What works for you. And when you see that something works for you and it's so simple, why wouldn't you do it? Did anybody ever come out saying, oh, my God, I have, like, what's the coolest experience that you've had someone say?
Right. Well, for me, when I see people come out and they, so I had a friend who went in, and he came in with the world on his shoulders. Every element of his life was problematic, and he was very glum, and he came in heart heavy, and he told me all these problems, and I was like, listen, you know, you might, he didn't even know what floating was, right? And
most people don't, unless you're out in California or in one of the artsy communities. Most people don't know what it is.
But he went in for a 90-minute session, and that laundry list of problems he had, he's like, you know what, I can handle this. I can do this. He describes it as he got a wider perspective. He wasn't on top of his problems, and he literally left the building and went and made immediate life changes on every one of his problems. And he comes back every week, and now he walks in and he says, life is good. So
that's
to me,
huge.
That makes me so happy, because that's like not just, it is a mental, but it's like the best kind of mental. And you know what, they do say that it's like a super placebo effect. You know, the placebo effect does have power.
Right.
And if you're trying to take a medication, you get the placebo effect, maybe you'll be like, oh, well, it's just a placebo effect. But this is, you want that placebo effect. You want ultra placebo effect. And when you can tap into your own healing powers and your own inner pharmacy, then you're really doing well. Because that's what, you know, when people have, they find out something good and positive about their life, like they're going to have a baby, or like they're going to, you know, they've got a new prospect, they get this lust for life, and all of a sudden they'll make a quick recovery
They have that. You know, your cells are designed to heal your body. And if you have something that can then expedite it, that's great. And I also just want to say, because a lot of people may be worried, oh, you're going in there and there's tubs there, that the place is clean. There's nothing, because I know initially I was like, wait a minute, I'm going in that tub and blah, blah, blah. And it's so clean. It's so peaceful. You drink water afterwards. You go out. You feel totally relaxed.
You meet other floaters. You kind of create, you meet like-minded individuals, and that makes you relaxed too.
And you could do 60, 90 minutes. You could do packages. There's a whole, range of different opportunities that you could go to. So once again, the place is called?
It's called Rise Above Flotation. It's on 111 East Main Street in Mount Kisco, New York. You can find us on riseaboveflotation.com, and you can book your own sessions on the internet, or you can call us If you go to the website, and you'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well.
And I also did an article on you, and there's videos on there too, so
you're
guys can check that out. Yeah,
you're
exactly.
The ultimate raconteur.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And it's my first show. So again, if you were just tuning in, you were listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains, and the show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverse So Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. This is Fran's World, and I'm going to be back with one more tip to leave you with as you go off during the day.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl.
Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Energy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. So here we are doing the radio station. We're doing the Fran's World Radio Show right out here in City Center. And who comes along, but we have Rob here from Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza.
How you doing?
He says, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you some pizza. I'm going to give you some stuff to eat so the people
meatballs.
Who are out here watching, all of a sudden, they're eating. So tell us about your, so hi, Rob, how are you?
I'm not bad. You know, I didn't expect to have this today, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah, well, we didn't expect that either.
Well, you know, you guys looked hungry over here.
Thank you.
My buddy Cooper saw you guys over here. We're like, let's bring you some wings, some meatballs, and some pizza, you know,
gave it away? That we were drooling? What gave it away?
I think
away?
It was like, that. It was, I heard your tummies from down the road. I think that's what
did,
it was.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I heard you guys rumbling, mumbling.
I try to keep it very, low, but, you know.
Thank God we're only a hop or skip away, you know, right on Main Street across the street from Crunch. 264 Main Street, Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza.
So tell us, is it just pizza? What kind of?
No, we do other stuff. Pizza, wings. Our wings are very good. Marinated or dressing for 24 hours and put right in that oven. Everything is made out of our coal fired oven.
Oh, the coal fired. That's delicious.
Yeah, oh, it is beautiful. It gives a nice little charring for the pizza as well. Our meatballs put right in that oven as well. We also have great sandwiches, salads. We do great. Yeah, we have a great little menu there. We have a nice bar too as well. Wednesdays, we do meatball martini nights. $6 martinis all night.
They get more hungry when they're drinking.
And we bring around free food. Yeah, exactly. Free meatballs, wings, pizza, ribs. It's a good time.
How long have you been in business?
We've been here 6 or 7 years. We've been, our main office in Fort Lauderdale has been open for 15 years now.
So you have more than
we
one
We just
store.
Opened up our 65th restaurant. Yes.
65th
yes,
restaurant?
Yes, yes.
You guys keep busy.
Yeah, we're not bad. You
so
know?
You hear rumbling stomachs from all over the
exactly,
country.
Exactly, we know. East Coast more. We're moving over to Chicago next. But yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Now, are you one of the owners?
I am not. I just work there.
You're one of the good-looking guys that
I'm
works
I'm one of
there.
The good-looking guys
yeah.
that works there.
So
too
that
bad
you walk
that people
by
on radio
and then people go, let's interview that guy because he's a good-looking
right,
guy.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, I'm good. I guess my radio voice is okay, too, right?
Yeah, not you're bad? Doing. Yeah, right. It's doing very good. I like that I rehearsed with you for like an hour before. I'm only
right,
kidding.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is all
I just
improv.
Met you 2 seconds ago. I know. So what do you have, like a kids menu?
What we do is we do personal pizzas. I'd say 9 inches, 4 slices. It's all same thing as well. We don't do slices. slices, but that's the smallest we do. But great for kids. They're usually equivalent to two slices, two regular slices.
So let me ask you something. Have you ever been to Italy?
Not yet. I'm planning on it. Probably next year, yes.
Okay. So I was in Italy, and I tasted. So, and I'm going to ask you this about your place here. You know that the mozzarella cheese is like, it's got to be that delicious taste instead of the stuff that tastes like plastic. That's
no, we use all fresh ingredients. Actually, Anthony, who's the owner of this.
Anthony.
Yeah, he goes and does a tasting every year, and we bring around vegetables and all the fresh cheeses, and all these farms come, and we kind of taste them. So he does a blind tasting, and whatever he thinks is the freshest ingredient, he picks for the rest of the year.
That's really cool.
And he also has all of his vegetables come from Italy. He has a vineyard in Italy. All the tomatoes, all the peppers, everything comes from.
So when you're going to Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, you're getting fresh, delicious,
all fresh ingredients,
blind tasted food, knowing that that's the food that absolutely tastes the best.
We know. We know what we serve the people. We know what they like. They like fresh, you know. So.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you have a favorite on your own menu?
My favorite, pizza-wise or anything?
Anything-wise.
I love this coal oven chicken sandwich right here for lunch. I'll eat that any day.
And what is in that sandwich?
It's oven-roasted chicken, marinated a little bit in our dressing. Very good. With some arugula, some mozzarella, some roasted red pepper, and salt and pepper a little bit. On the same dough, we actually use the pizza, so it's a flatbread.
Aha. Yeah. Okay, so that's good to know. Now, let me ask you something. People always say that the pizza in New York tastes the best because of the water.
Our water.
Is that true?
That is true. We actually, so since we have like about 28 locations in Florida, we actually get people that come up to here. Obviously, they have summer homes or winter homes, rather. They say our pizza up here is a little better than the ones downstairs. Same owner, Anthony's, it's just they use the pizza for the fresh dough, their water. Is a little different.
So we can't bring the water to Florida.
We could actually. Okay. We could do that. If we could do it. If you'd like.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm just saying. You know. I mean, you could go. Wait a minute. Got the water. You know. Not just the mozzarella. We got to bring the water there.
Water now too. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So that's good. And well, listen. Who doesn't like Italian food? Who doesn't like pizza? Yeah. I mean, that's something that everybody likes.
Great.
And you deliver. What is your range of delivery?
During the week, Monday to Friday, until about 2:30 p.m. And our range is to say 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our farthest. And $50 minimum, obviously.
You don't want to go out there and then they're ordering, you know, one piece of bread.
Exactly.
And
yeah, like, $10.
It's like, hey, please give me a break here. What are you doing?
Exactly. What are they doing over there?
What are we doing?
Everyone seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
We're opened on the weekdays, so Sunday to Thursday. We're open until 10 p.m.
Oh, so that's good. Nice and late.
And Fridays and Saturdays, 11 p.m.
See, look at this. And I'm telling you, you brought that pizza in
you
maybe
five minutes ago. We're getting some happy faces over here.
And it's already almost got, I think there's a half a piece left, not even.
I know. You haven't even had any yet.
We got to get her some.
Okay. We got to get her some.
Well, this is good, but it's hard to, you know, talk to you.
Talk and eat, right. Like,
yeah,
right,
exactly. I see our engineer here, right, Chris? Matthew, I'm sorry. Look at this. It's the first time on the show I get his name wrong. You know, I need a banner in front of me for everything. All right. Matthew's over there going, hurry up so I can put it at pizza. I see Matthew's drooling. Now, go ahead. What else do you want to talk about on the menu here?
We could talk about...
Wait a minute. Is this a family business?
This is... Anthony has done this with his family. He started in Fort Lauderdale about 14, 15 years ago with Dan Marino.
Really?
The Hall of Fame quarterback, yes, of the Dolphins.
So is he part owner?
So he is a part owner in this as well.
Ah, yes. Look at this. So this is like a famous, famous pizza.
Our pizza's been around. You know, people that live in Florida, they usually know because they've been around for so much longer. But, you know, now we actually are getting a name in White Plains as well. We have seven locations in Long Island, six in New Jersey, one in Westchester, three in Massachusetts, two in Rhode Island. Two in Pennsylvania, three in Pennsylvania.
So we're keeping it all East Coast right now.
And we're actually heading over to Chicago, coming probably in a couple months.
Are you moving out?
Yes, we're gonna reinvent the pan pizza. We're gonna make a coal fired or bust, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me the difference in taste, or what's the difference if it's between a coal fired pizza?
So the coal fired oven gets up to about 800 to 1,000 degrees.
Okay.
So. You know, when a lot of people they look at it, they're like, oh, I don't want it too burnt. It's never burnt. It's more charred than anything. You know, that charring makes that flavor. It kind of complements the fresh ingredients that we have, you know, on the pizza. Like, take our traditional pizza, grande mozzarella, nice and shredded mozzarella with Italian plum tomatoes, obviously mashed down. It's a beautiful sauce. with some basil mixed up in there, and some olive oil right on the crust. So, you know, a little lift. And obviously, mm-hmm. you want to know where your crust is. You know, you don't want it to just be all the same.
Where's
same
that crust height. Been? No, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like a centimeter higher, but you could tell. You could tell.
Right.
But yeah, so honestly, it's just, you could the charring is perfect. It's a little black underneath, but it's, everyone says, I don't want it too burnt. It's not burnt, it's charred. It's great. And people love the taste of it, what they compliments it and everything.
Now, let me ask you, do people go to pizza school?
Well, Anthony's alone, I think, at his pizza school. All the guys that work in the back to make these pizzas, they're good. They are very good.
So
he
taught them how to make his pizza?
Well, you know, and now, yeah, obviously we have, managers each store that teach you.
No, I know. Yeah,
so you have to do at least a month of training, like all different stations behind the kitchen, in the kitchen, in order to get to where you, for the pizza.
I know people just don't realize sometimes how hard
the restaurant
business is. They think, oh, 1, 2, 3, where's my pizza? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. There's a lot of things that are going on here.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know? Our coal oven is so hot, though, we can make, once that pizza gets in there, 3 minutes and it's done.
So you shut it down every night?
No, sure. So yeah, we never kind of turn it off exactly. We kind of take the shut off, so obviously like the fumes and whatnot, right. But we just shut it. And it just kind of cools down. But in the morning, it's still hot when you come in that next morning. It's still pretty hot, like 9 a.m. they come in. So,
cool. Well, thank you very much for being on,
dropping
off this food that's already gone because it was so delicious.
I think you got a couple meatballs, so save some for you.
Save the meatballs for me. I like that. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. And so, again, if people want to go, what's the address of?
264 Main Street, White Plains, New York.
And it's called
Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza.
Where it says, pizza, well done.
Pizza, well done. Always.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
If you're in the area, stop by. Say you heard about it on Westchester Talk Radio at City Center on Fran's World. Thanks again.
Anytime. Thank you, Fran.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.